Good evening, Nancy. Welcome to the Space Show.
Thank you.
What's your reaction as a resident of the area to President Obama's speech yesterday?
We are extremely disappointed. It's what he had to say is what we had been told to expect, but in this area, we are extremely disappointed, and we are taking it very, very personally.
So the economy here heavily relies on the space program.
It does rely on the space program. It's, of course, we are in Florida, so we rely on tourism quite a bit. The space program brings in additional tourists. Of course, we still have great beaches and other things to bring folks to Florida. But in this area of Titusville especially, most of the residents here are involved in some very personal way in the space program. And when you are somebody who goes out there every day and you know that what you're doing is sending someone into space, you take it very, very personally. You know that you are literally responsible for somebody's life.
What would you have liked Obama to have said when he came here yesterday?
I think most of us would have liked to have heard that he would give NASA the funding to extend the existing space shuttle program for maybe another 5 years, because the vehicles are rated to fly 100 flights each, and they haven't gone anywhere near that. So that waste money, you know, we invested money in that. We haven't utilized them to their full potential as they were designed. And then we would have wanted him to say that he will fund the replacement, the next generation of space flight, manned space flight, which is the Constellation program, which has been underway for at least 10 years, has been physically underway out here for at least 6 years. There's been reconfiguration of firing rooms and launch pads, construction of a mobile launch platform and gantry, a lot of work and changes that you can look across the river out here on the launch pads, and you can see the work that people have been doing. And we're like halfway into the program already, and to stop all of that and throw it by the wayside is a terrible waste of American taxpayer dollars, and it's a terrible, terrible waste of our potential for the future of being a leader in spaceflight.
Do you see the announcements that he did make as being partway positive?
A lot of us see those as not positive at all. It is more of putting a smile and a pretty face on very, very bad news. He was here several years ago when he was running for office, and he said very much the same thing. He made promises, and those promises obviously were broken right after he was elected, and any promises that he would make here or any indication that he will support the space program, we believe that to be just a cover-up, not anything that anybody can rely on at all.
Obama suggested that a private enterprise might step up to the mark. Do you, as a private citizen, believe that?
It's interesting that President Obama is not interested in allowing private enterprise to become active in other aspects of American expense and culture, where we would like to see that. But in the space program, he's encouraging private enterprise. There already exist private enterprise. Around the world, there is private spaceflight companies and private spaceflight enterprise everywhere. The United States and NASA has less than 4% of that private spaceflight industry. We would like to have more. We don't have the interest here so much. For an individual private company to invest in spaceflight, they have to convince their shareholders and their stockholders that the benefit of money spent today will show up 30 years from now. That's not going to happen. People aren't going to wait that long and cross their fingers and hope that it pays off. There's also the huge national security issue. We sit here and we watch the space station fly over our heads every few weeks, and we watch other things fly over our heads. Only 200 miles from us, above our heads, we would very much like to have a United States presence up there.
Do you see the necessity to get American astronauts to the space station via the Russian Soyuz as a problem?
Absolutely. Of course it's a problem. Mr. Putin has already indicated, his government's already indicated that the price is going up, so therefore we're being held hostage by, you know, government that we haven't always agreed with in the past. And to be completely reliant on them is frightening, and it seems very irresponsible. There is talk of an escape plane that we call it the Mini-Me, that will be launching on a test launch off of an Atlas rocket on April 19th, the S-57 plane, a 37 plane, like a mini space shuttle that could be used as an escape from the International Space Station to get American astronauts back home. But that would depend on it being allowed to dock on the International Space Station. And we really have no way of guaranteeing that.
Is this mini shuttle manned or unmanned?
As I understand it, it's been very secretive up to now, but obviously everyone knows about it now. If I know about it, the public knows about it. It has been designed as a drone to go up empty and to be able to come back with at least 2 to 3 astronauts.
You have a daughter?
Yes, we do.
And how do you see her future as far as space goes?
Actually, it would be our granddaughter. Our granddaughter is 10 years old. She has gotten interested in space flight and science growing up here. She's a great, wonderful student and well-rounded. And last summer, she spent a week or so at Camp KSC out at Kennedy Space Center. And it took her 1 day of attendance before she got hooked. And she said, "Grandma, next year when you sign me up, make sure you sign me up for robotics. I want to do that next." And she had a wonderful week there and learned a lot. And, you know, you have to aspire to something. We want our kids to aspire to more than what we have now. We want them to be excited about science and technology and engineering and mathematics. You need more than selling French fries at McDonald's. You need to aspire to one of the great things. And furthering human knowledge and education, along with the medical advances that are made through space flight, that's one of the greatest things we can aspire to. Wouldn't it be cool if all of us competed on that level instead of who owns what land and who has the biggest bomb?
In Australia, we don't have a space program, and to Australian children, space is something that happens in other countries. It's out there, but it's not related to their lives. Whereas here in Titusville, you can look across the river and see it. Does that have an effect on the children in the area?
That has a huge effect on the children in the area. They stand out on the river and they watch space rockets go up, whether manned or unmanned. They know that their parents helped make that happen. We try to educate them. We take them out and say, "Hey, look, you know, in a couple of minutes, oh, there it goes. There's a space station flying overhead." And we want them to realize that this is reality. A lot of people have watched, even in Australia, I'm sure they've watched Star Trek for many, many years with Captain Picard and Captain Kirk. Well, what happens here in Titusville, Florida? This is the part that happened before Captain Kirk. And it's real. It's not fantasy. It's real. You can touch this. And I do have an exception to make with you. You said that in Australia they don't know so much about space. Research, the gentleman that we called Spider-Man, there was an Australian school group several years ago, many years ago, that sent an experiment over to fly on one of the space shuttles, and it was an experiment having to do with spiders. And those folks from Australia came over, and they got to enjoy seeing the rocket launch and seeing everything that was in our area. And it's wonderful. This is a very, very much an international location here.
Well, thank you for joining us on the Space Show.
My pleasure.